This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. Green Thief, everybody, and a tune called Jigsaw Outlaw. The Jigsaw Outlaw from the most recent Green Thief record. Is it called Stardust Lodge?
That is true. It is Stardust Lodge.
Patrick Mulroy is a person on the guitar, and he's written a lot of the tunes that are on the album. You wrote this one, right?
That is true, yes. I believe I was sitting on my friend's couch. I think we had just played a show in Brooklyn, and I stayed over at my friend's house there, and I woke up the next morning, was just fooling around with it, and it came out, and then brought it to the boys, and we processed it and built it out to what it is.
And were these the boys?
These were the boys.
These were the boys. Tell us about the boys, will
you? The boys, the dudes. Well, these are a couple of my best friends, and we get to ride around and play music and hang out and do the things we love to do together. And I met them through various ways, and we met each other and blah, blah, blah. But on the fiddle is Alex Barstow.
How's it going?
And he is a fantastic human. On the bass, we've got Michael Harmon, also known as Mike. It's his nickname.
As it commonly is.
Mike is a great bass player, also a great drummer, to be noted. He played all the drums that are on it. We have drums and a couple of tunes on the record, and he's the drummer behind that. The bass is sort of his number two thing. But yeah.
If you think I'm a good bass player, I'm a real good drummer.
Well, don't worry about that.
On lead guitar and playing a beautiful sparkly dobro is my good friend Thomas Farrell. Tom.
Hey.
Tom is the only Rhode Islander in the group.
That is true.
And we cut him some slack because of that. and then on Mando, we wrap up with Zach Meyer, who came to us from Seattle, Washington, big Hawks fan.
Go Hawks!
And he came out here for college, and he stuck around stuck around for the picking. So that's me, and I'm Patrick Mulroy. I'm a Massachusetts native, and that's us.
Tell me, how long have you guys been playing together? Because you have a really tight sound.
Well, yeah, we've been. This version of it since 2014, 15 was our first record, Animal, which is a 6-tune EP, which we think is very cool. And that was our first recording together. But I think we sort of coalesced maybe 8 months before that. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was just the four of us without Mike on the bass. And then there were multiple versions of projects before that that we were that some of us were involved in. But yeah, it's been since at least 2014, so 4 years, about to be five.
Just want to give you a warning, Patrick. There is a song called The Day the Bass Players Took Over the World.
Oh, my God.
So I want to caution you, okay?
Yeah,
so
well, yeah, the way it's going.
I'm actually writing a book called The Day the Bass Players
Our bass
Take
player
Over
is
world.
Also a drummer, so we're not worried.
Yeah, we're not too worried about that.
Well, you know what? Drummers have sticks, okay?
Yeah, I'll whack you.
Yeah, we don't allow that around here. No sticks.
You're listening to The Folk Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. Our special guests are from the band Green Thief. We have an opportunity to hear another track from their Stardust Lodge album. Is that what you're going to play? Another one from the CD?
That's correct. We're going to play one of my personal favorites. This is called Lonesome Highway.
One, two, three, four. Stopped off at a little place near Chicopee. Still washed down some of those dusty miles I'd seen. The girl behind the counter staring right through me. Wonder who she's been dreaming of lately. Yes, I do. Bite to eat and a glass to wash it down. She said, I sure do hate this town. And I never seen you coming round. But I just smiled and put my liquor down. And I said, well, if you think about going my way, honey, that's just fine with me. Take that poison highway all the way to Tennessee. And if you still think you want me, baby, let it show. But if you think about somebody else tonight, I'm gonna have to let you go. Said, did you grow up around here? Your face is so familiar, memory's not too clear. It's often foggy when I think about the past. Those days are coming way too goddamn fast. And if you think about going my way, honey, that's just fine with me. Take that lonesome highway all the way to Tennessee. And if you still think you want me, baby, let it show. But if you think about somebody else tonight, I'm gonna have to let you go. See you. baby, let it show. When you think about somebody else tonight, I'm gonna have to let you go. If you think about somebody else tonight, I'm gonna have to let you go.
That's Green Thief with a tune from the Stardust Lodge album called Lonesome Highway. We're going to take a short break and come back and visit some more with Green Thief here at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Sometimes the news can feel far off from your day-to-day. On All Things Considered, we cover national stories on a local level, too.
Organizations in Coos County that, with federal support, offer summertime...
Chris Sununu's new statewide plan to address the opioid crisis. The goal is there'll be one...
Policies tend to shift from year to year. Overall premiums for 2019 are down slightly.
Listen to All Things Considered to hear the bigger picture every afternoon.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and the Music Hall's Wild Card series at the Historic Theater, presenting an exhibition on screen of Edgar Degas on Thursday, November 15th at 7 p.m. Tickets at themusichall.org. And Ed Riley Subaru in Concord, a local family-run business serving the needs of New Hampshire Subaru owners and buyers for over 24 years. Details at edrileysubaru.com. In our studio, we have Green Thief, and their new release is called Stardust Lodge. Patrick, is there a Stardust Lodge?
There is, in fact, a Stardust Lodge. It's on the main drag in South Lake Tahoe in California, on the border of the town state line, Nevada.
Oh, yeah, I just came from there, as a matter of fact.
Did
so
you?
So maybe I saw, that's why it seems so familiar.
Yeah, so the song State Line Hills, which is... one I think we're going to play, is written about an experience in that particular community, and that the image of that sign was just kind of burned in my brain, and mm-hmm. it's a lyric in the song, and it just reminds me of that place, and you know, we just like the name, so that's what we called the record. And
they have a super cool sign, so like it totally made sense to make that.
It's a very cool sign. It almost looks like something you'd see in Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's super retro. It's kind of all of Nevada.
Only
looks
it's
like
got
that.
Beautiful trees around.
Yeah,
so
God.
That's what distinguishes it from that Nevada kind of scene.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
The state line is right there on the state line.
Absolutely.
Of Nevada, where the laws are way different than
exactly.
the laws in California.
Exactly, and that sort of plays into the story of the song.
You had some help on the CD with other players. Who else helped you out?
Oh, yeah, I do have to mention one of my best friends in the world, Connor McGinnis. Is a co-writer on two of these songs. This one, State Line Hills. He's a Nashville guy. And we also had some help on Pedal Steel.
Yes, we had a guy by the name of Tim Bowles who lives in Barrie, Massachusetts, played some pedal steel on this tune. And he's got a great sound. It's a beautiful sounding instrument, so it's kind of a no-brainer.
And you also had some help on Plowman, right?
We certainly did.
You want to probably mention that.
Yeah, well.
Because we played that last week on the
show. Oh, yeah. Well, we have a little intro and outro on the song. It's sort of a humorous diatribe being given by an enraged plow driver. And that was it. We got that. We actually asked permission. What's his name? His name's The Dog.
Yeah, he goes by The Dog. And basically, as we're like, we have this song that's a hopefully New England classic about snow plowing. We're trying to find like sound effects and stuff for the intro, like a truck starting or something like that. And the only thing that we could find was actually this guy from Belrica. He's quite the character and gave an awesome narration of one day on the road plowing.
So. Yeah, there were a lot of radio edits made to that particular his speech that he's giving. And We cleaned it up a little bit.
Yeah, it was like kind of situation where if we didn't do that, we'd have to put a parental advisory sticker, not because of any lyrics that we wrote.
Right. Sometimes that happens with on-the-spot kind of reporting. Right?
Exactly.
But,
Alex, where are you from?
I grew up in the suburbs of Boston,
okay,
about an hour west.
Because we have a lot of New England represented here, right? We've got our bass player is from New Hampshire.
I'm sort of from Concord, New Hampshire, and I'm also from Cape Cod. So
okay, and
two random places that somehow make sense to me.
A little taste of the sea and a taste of, okay.
Exactly.
And then Alex is from the suburbs of Boston, and... Patrick, where are you from?
Yeah, me too. We're from the same area.
Oh, okay. And then we have our Rhode Islander, and we have our Seattleite. as well.
Yeah, so we represent New England here. I mean, that's kind of what we try to do with our music is kind of just, well, we're playing whatever we really want to, but there's sort of a New England flavor to it. That's where we live. That's where we play. It's where we go explore. And, you know, I think it's reflected.
Do you guys do anything? Well, that's a dumb question, but do you guys get to hang out when you're not playing music? And if so, is there some kind of thing that kind of bonds you together?
Music.
Drinking beers, I suppose, okay. Sometimes.
Is that the grain that you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Grain thief. Okay,
well,
gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, music was a shared interest of ours, but we were all, before we ever played in a band together, we were all friends.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, in various ways. We're all friends with, in different connections to different people in this group. It's funny to think of that now.
Like, we didn't always hate each other's guts. It was just until we started playing music together.
Well, you've been together for a long time. 4 years is a pretty long time.
I know. And there was a guy yesterday we played in Burlington, and he said, "Oh, man, that was a great show. I really hope you guys stay together."
Us too, man.
Us too. I was like, well, it's been 4 years. We haven't killed each other yet, so.
Why don't you play another song, and then we'll come back and talk about where people can see you.
All right, sounds great. This one's called State Line Hills.
On a hollow bed, ain't made the field line yet. Easy eight on another roll, the field is a bust, I told you so. Well, the Stardust Lodge is an easy haul. I got a little dizzy in the bathroom stall with a desert girl that I might call if I make it back at all. 2 many bottles, 2 many pills, I'm losing my money in the state line. My buddy turned to me to say, you can't win it. Bottle shop in a border town, I slapped my $50 down. Two cases and a pack of reds, a bag of chips to the boys are fed. Well, I lost track of all the money I lost out. Just a little more. 2 many bottles, 2 many pills. I'm losing my money in the state line hills. My buddy turned to me to say, you can't win it on play. I know I will today. Woke up on a mountain road with $40 and a pack of smokes. Truckee River was overflowing with the souls of men. Couldn't stop rolling. So I jumped on in and I floated down till I got back to Reno town. Lost 25 on a video bet. I gave the waitress all the rest. 2 many bottles, 2 many pills. I'm losing my money in the state line. My buddy turned to me.
Grain Thief from the Stardust Lodge album and State Line Hills here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. A short break and we'll come back and hear some more from Grain Thief.
NHPR's Leadership Circle is a community of listeners who place a high value on intelligent and independent radio. I'm Sarah Alger, Director of Major Gifts at NHPR. As a Leadership Circle sustaining member, your $100 a month investment helps NHPR create and deliver the award-winning news you trust and the outstanding programs you love. If you've been looking to deepen your commitment to the station that's an essential part of your life and your community, join us at nhpr.org/leadershipcircle.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Bluebird Self-Storage, a New Hampshire-owned and operated business offering true climate control pickup for new customers and personalized service. Details at bluebirdstorage.com. And Tufts Health Freedom Plan and Northeast Delta Dental, a partnership created for better oral and overall health right here in New Hampshire. More at teethtotoes.com. Grain Thief has an album out. It's called Stardust Lodge, and they were kind enough to come in and share their music with us here at New Hampshire Public Radio on The Folk Show. And Patrick Mulroy is the pen behind many of the songs on this album, which I find to be just really great instrumentation. There's some great instrumentals, and the songwriting, too, really attracted me to this CD. So I'm really happy that you're able to come in and play in our studio tonight.
It is our great pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
You've got some shows coming up. You played in Burlington last night, and the next show's later on in November. You're going to be over at the City Winery in Boston.
That's correct.
And then you'll be closer here. You're also going to show up at the Burren in December, but you'll be here at the Shaskeen Pub and Restaurant in Manchester on December 7th. Now, if folks wanted to find out more about your tour, they could visit your website, right?
Absolutely. Website, or if you go onto Spotify to listen to us, it'll actually tell you, based on where you are, when we'll be coming close to you.
I feel like cool. I just started hearing about you guys. So where you been?
We've been hanging out. We've been, we've been in the scene. Mostly we're just hanging out at the Burren every Wednesday night in Somerville. It's our kind of our home base there. We stretch out a little bit, play a lot of, you know, country covers and bluegrass songs and old-time music and our own music as well. We've been out there. We've been moving around, but we've really started to kind of gear up a little bit on releasing this particular record, because we're just really excited about it, and we think that, you know, well, people are connecting to it and sort of wanting more from us, and we're stepping up a little bit and getting out there and trying to do it.
How long did it take you to decide what to play and then to record the CD?
Too long. Next question.
It's embarrassing, but that record represents from the date we started it.
I think it was March of 2016 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Was around
then. We released it in August of 2018. So, I mean, there were lives and
you
things.
Probably have other lives, right?
Things happened and. Yeah. But, you know, we were always working on it. It was kind of this absurd thing where, like, for probably maybe 40 shows, I'm announcing that the next record's going to be out just another month. And
now you're out playing in support of the new CD.
And it feels great.
So does that mean that you found that it was so easy, after all that work, it was so easy that you're going to do another recording?
Oh, we're definitely doing another one. We're really hungry to record some more new music. We want to give this record its due and kind of, you know, because to us it's old, but to everyone else it's brand new.
Right.
So,
And thankfully, like, when your bass player just owns the studio that you record in, it kind of helps.
Yeah, we'll do a little.
Okay.
So. Wachusett Recording, there's your little plug.
There's a little plug.
Wachusett Recording, now where is that at?
It's in Princeton, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Beautiful little town. And
a little picturesque.
Obviously some great music comes out of there, so if you're in need of a studio, check us out.
Okay. There you go. See, bass players can come in handy for something.
Yeah, come on, guys.
Not just for playing drums.
Yeah. He bought a bass the day before we recorded
I did buy this bass like 2 days before we recorded our first album.
That was handy.
We had a different bass before then, but
yeah. And then this one got dropped down a flight of stairs.
That's true. I dropped it down the flight of stairs. Yeah.
What's the best way for people to get a hold of you? I mean, are you open to do some more gigs, or are you just really want to just do the one at the end of November?
Oh, we're really excited about playing, and we're really excited when people want us to play. So if anybody wants to reach out and talk to us, Facebook, or they can go to our website, contact us through there. Facebook is easy.
Grain Thief on Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, Grain Thief, you know, all the channels. GrainThief@gmail.com. There you go. That's the secret. That's the secret to access my inbox.
And how do people get the CD? Just at shows, or are you?
Yeah, the physical copy, you can go onto our website, GrainThief.com, and you can order one, and we will ship it to you. You can get the digital version on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon,
Spotify,
Google Play, anywhere you'd normally get anything. If you Google it, you'll find it.
What are you going to play next?
Next, we are going to play, we were talking about this earlier. This is a tune called Plowman, and it's a future New England winter classic. It's about
your part-time job.
Yeah, it's about my part-time job.
could be sooner than later.
Yeah.
That's right. So anyway, we'll give it to you now. This is Plowman.
And fire it up. Blood type is coffee when the snow is falling. I'll still be working when the sun comes up. I work for no man, but I heed the weather. I make my money in the snow and sleep. I'm no believer, but I'm known for praying. If it ain't snowing, Lord, I'm on my knees. When I sleep, I'll take what I can get. It might look pretty, but the storm ain't over yet. The highway's calling me to clear another mile. My plow is calling me to push another pile. Plow me. Jacket, man, and suck it up. Push ain't easy when the gauge is falling. Frozen windows in the pickup truck. When I dream, I see the white and green. I scoop it all up with my diesel machine. The highway's calling me to clear another mile. My plow is calling me to push another pile. Plow me.
Patrick Mulroy, Zach Miner. Also in the studio today, we've got Michael Harmon and Alex Barstow, along with Mr. Tom Farrell. Together, they are Grain Thief, and their latest recording is Stardust Lodge. Really happy to be able to have these folks in the studio today to play their music and to give you a taste of what you can expect when you see them at one of their shows, especially if you visit them in Manchester at the Shaskeen Pub. That show is on December 7th. But you can visit their website and get in contact with them if you want to pick up one of their albums for your own library, or if you want to have them come by your jam or your your gig, your place, your venue to play for audiences. Now, who's showing up at the places? Like when you're playing over at the Burren, who's showing up for your gigs?
Well, there's sort of a regular Wednesday crowd there that, you know, we're the regular Wednesday crowd
okay.
there.
Yeah.
I mean, we're hanging out.
Well, there's five of you, so there you go.
Yeah, that one, it's just kind of like a big Wednesday night party and people are coming, you know, that don't know we're playing and people are coming that know we're playing and, you know, it's a good vibe. It's different than other types of shows, you know, it's unique in that, you know, we don't have to promote it. We don't have to do anything. We just show up, we play, we have fun and, you know, we connect with people there and, you know, from there, people come and see us elsewhere at our more traditional style gigs, which
is fun. What's that?
Well, you know, your 45-minute show with an opener.
Gotcha.
You know, this is an all-night affair over at the Burren.
I see.
Yeah, it's a residency, so we're there every week.
Okay.
Use it as a platform to try out some new songs.
Yeah, we
that's great.
Play new stuff, play Hank Williams and, you know, all sorts of...
Some covers and some originals.
Yeah, totally. But like a good mix. We try to avoid certain... You know, played out numbers and try to bring original stuff and obviously work in the Bob Dylan for sure.
Now, what do you think informs your sound, the Grain Thief sound? Do you all bring different influences?
Oh,
like, is there
definitely.
Some? Yeah, what are those?
Well, you know.
Yeah, like I'm really a drummer. Zach's really a saxophone player. Alex is really a violist. Tom's really an electric guitar player.
Pat has no idea.
Pat has.
Yeah. So does that mean you have other gigs in addition to Grain Thief? Or
no,
you out there
no,
doing
we
other...
just we're hacks.
Okay. Okay.
You know.
Well, I mean, we all come to understand different types of music, and you know, for example, Zach Meyer over here, he grew up going to old time fiddle festivals his whole life, and so that's really kind of ingrained in him, and he introduced us to old time music, and so that's infiltrated. Our minds and our songwriting and our playing and Alex Barstow here he studied at Conservatory Viola and so you know when we're practicing or he's always injecting a little bit of rigor and sort of against our best wishes.
Okay. Hey, let's clean it up, boys.
Yeah, let's clean it up or why don't we work on this particular string section here? So there's a little bit of that. Element there.
So he's adding a little of the music direction to it.
Yeah, and then, you know, me and Zach, when we first met, you know, we're both big Hank Williams fans, and we like the old school traditional country and stuff, so that comes in there too, but we listen to everything. I mean, I've been in heavy metal bands before, you know, so it's not, I think it's interesting when you see a musician you're into, and then you're like, oh, whoa, they're into that too? I wouldn't expect that, but, you know, there's all these broad influences that make their way into this music, and you know, in the end, it's a sound that we all kind of created together, so.
And what about our Foghorn String Band fan over there?
Well, you got five of them in this room.
Five of them.
Foghorn String Fan.
Yeah, we're big fans of them.
Okay. And our fellow from Seattle, what did you bring? A little Nirvana, or?
Well, I'm the old-time guy, so I grew up playing old-time music since I was a little baby. And to rebel against my parents, I learned jazz, so I actually started it. As a saxophone, clarinet player, just playing funk music.
Yeah.
And then once I got old enough, kind of grew out of that. And now here I am back playing fiddle music. So.
Yeah. I know, so you don't have a banjo player.
We couldn't find one.
That's usually me, too. But.
Yeah, he plays a mean clawhammer banjo.
And what about your dobro player?
Tom Farrell.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tom.
Tom, step up to the microphone. Tom doesn't often get a microphone, so this is...
No, they don't give me one. I'm not allowed.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time you spoke up.
Yeah. What do you got to say, Tom? What brings you here?
I don't know. Mike's car, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Me and Tom played in a couple classic rock cover bands together.
Yeah, that's true. I originally joined as a lead guitar player, and then I played bass for a while when we had two drummers.
Yeah, we had two drummers. I played electric guitar, and I was like, Tom, you got to play bass because I can't play bass and sing.
Turns out he couldn't play electric guitar as well either, so I took over those duties.
Yeah, and then we went acoustic, so here we are.
Here you are, and we sure do appreciate you stopping in. So this iteration of Grain Thief can be seen in Boston at City Winery on November 27th, the Burren in Somerville on December 5th, and right here in Manchester, nearby Manchester, at the Shaskane Pub and Restaurant. If you want to find out more about them, visit their website, grainthief.com, and you can also check them out on Facebook if you are online. And you can also listen to this program. If you missed any of it, you can listen to it in its entirety. We will have it archived on our website at nhpr.org. Thanks for hanging out with us, fellas. Do you think you could play one last tune?
Oh, we'd love to. This is this song explains itself, I think. It's called The Bottle on the Bottom Shelf.
Monday was a rough one, Tuesday just as tough. When I went to pay my bills, didn't have enough. Wednesday working like a dog, Thursday like a jerk. Friday came and let me know that I was out of work. Yeah, I was out of work. I'm drinking bottom shelf, not that's all I can afford. Eating white bread sandwiches I stole from the grocery store. I didn't drive, I got no gas, I got no dough to pay my tax. Got a good thing of myself with the bottle on the bottom shelf. My place is a disaster, I've been living like a slob. Can't afford to pay my rent ever since I lost my job. My landlord's at the front door, I sneak on out the back. Old lady lived below me, nearly had a heart attack. She nearly had a heart attack. I'm drinking bottom shelf, not that's all I can afford. Eating white bread sandwiches I stole from the grocery store. I didn't drive, I got no gas, I got no dough to pay my tax. Got to give myself the bottle on the bottom shelf. Up my old buddy said, hey, remember when I lent you those 50 bucks when you got out the pen? He said, here's the thing, my friend, I haven't got a dime, but I got this bottle here. Why don't you take half of mine? Why don't you take half of mine? I'm drinking bottom shelf, not that's all I can afford. Eating white bread sandwiches I stole from the grocery store. I can't drive, I got no gas, got no dough to pay my tax. But I got to give myself the bottle on the bottom shelf. Bottle on the bottom shelf.
Thanks to our guest, Grain Thief. Come back and see us again sometime.
Will do. Thanks so much.
This is The Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio.
Friends and family, get-togethers, holiday shopping. Just a few of the reasons why you might not be caught up on the latest news today. All Things Considered works around the clock to break down the most important stories so you can stay informed. Listen to All Things Considered to hear the bigger picture every afternoon from NPR News.
Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and New Hampshire Business Review, presenting its annual Outstanding Women in Business Awards, now accepting nominations through December 14th. Learn more at nhbr.com. Join us next Sunday evening when our guests will be some of the featured artists in this year's Christmas Revels show. That's next Sunday evening during the 9 o'clock hour right here at NHPR.